So, Dio è spirito. So I'm going to here, we cannot be taken with God. Because the question is, we cannot take for granted, we cannot be taken that each woman is doing it. Because one woman is certainly male, I mean, Rabbono. So we cannot toss a coin and say, this one is male and this one is male. So that's the halacha of Mechilas. Since we cannot be taken with God and respect the world, so we apply the throne of my husband. Alright, Pirish. Now, stay in the Quran. Now that's the end of the Quran. Now it starts the Pirish. Pirish. Two instances in Tarashos. Bishay Yivon Soho Teh. Teh Ben Gartom Bishneya. Kirishos HaShneyes. We also eat Vila. Vamed Moham Moham Bitom Bitom Echmiru. We can't even say Bitom. Ah, we can't call it Kirma Echmiru. Maybe we can't must listen. You will tell me this week to you. Hare Mechicheis, Dechivu Dibnocheis, Vyashal Tarashdeyen, Vyashdeyen Vuyen. Shnee is still in the middle of the world, and she's in the middle. In other words, if one set of tyrants was eaten up, or became lost, some male the socket is only gay, respect the second set of tyrants. Some male can be rocky. The shame is true, the shame is true, say the army, the incarnate of the shame is, but the cat of the shame is missing constantly. אבל שני יתכיס לו מונק שהיה בו מגיע את המשאים אוכל הפוכת וביצי את בלי שאי יסתו מקאו ושני יסתו מלחמו לבה ונוגעים ובאים ועד להיפכן מתן לפרים של ושני יסתו יסתו שאי יסתו והוא יקספיין את הסבו והוא אין טעות אם הוא מפני יצא שאתם אנחנו מבינו ביתו מקאו ואין ביתו מלחמו לבה תעתו מלחמו לבה אמרו לנו משאי יסתו ישני יסתו ילס ועל פעמים משום דורכם יקור אותו מקאו לאבו די נימא נשאום טובה וביצי הקטת ומקאו מזבן, שאי בורי שירו במים שאומי, סוד עצמו נביך הזובה, אם כשתי אינטואיס, ארדה ותומך מול עצרי, כי תומך מול העזו לו, ומסבית למעצינו ותומקאו, המי כאף על המהיר ובוקר למעיים, מפני החיים, והמקטוי ובראשינון, ומסבית למעצינו ותומקאו, שני תנויים, אם יתאו מבעי, דאב ותומקאו מקום, תאו פרישס, תאו לנו מביאו, יש מדעת משוער ואינו מקרה שואו, ושאין מדעת משוער ואינו מקרה כושר, but we have to accept the agreement of God, otherwise it cannot be explained. So בשביל שיוכי שניים תנויים, די מתאז לאחד מתאז למהיבה, ושאין לבוא עושה יסרו, ודמון המשך לתבוא, שבורים שנוגעו למים שורים, שתי נושים ועד בשייחס, ותסכתה איזי על מקווי, סצנתי מסכסלידה ותסכתה, ובאי בזה נזכוס, then says we are applying the same principle, that the Rabbon will attain on the hockey only if there is no spirit. But if the Sophic attaches to two, and there is no reason as to why we should be tailored on the hockey in respect to one and not in the other, so then we are machmir on respect to both. So the same two principles that apply to two may apply took some. That's why it mentions it here. I would die from Shlemi Gwoyish, and Shvili Nog, and I'm Shlemi Noshi, who will be Sarasid and Mayis, who will tell you how many cases and what. Now, Mishnah Gibb. So if you might be sure if you are Rahoni, so if you not for, so if you will not for, if you will not for, so if you can't be my boy, so if you can't be my so if you might be sure if you are Rahoni, claim I'm not there with Nami, Sarasid and Tarot and Dao, אי עושים שתיר האחרונים סופי מים שורים סופי כאיש בימים סוף ולא סופי כל יום נקרא בוים סוף כשאירים כמשנופה השורים ושורים השורים בייסלס because what's there is מים סוף in the mikveh so the mind showing that is dumped into the mikveh becomes neater through the process of השורים שאיש לדם ניסק ולא שאיש תלמוק עם ניסק ובוא סוף שאו יגורם עובד זו, שאין לי מה יצטו, למון אפשר בין העינות ופסלו, וכך שניים שורים. והי מתאבין מורך, את סופית מים שורים לי, כדי שיש לו ידם מישראל, היי משום נשיב את רבונו. כי ניס לבין רובד, את המלך עשה בעיינס, ואפילו קורי שור ברבונו. So far the Rav says, that his קורי שור is also the Rav. כי נמאש לך בקיסר, תקטונה מי מקרה שאין לי חירי קונט. ופה הוא רוצה ללמור לזכור שלה לפני שזה סופיק מים שוב יחס כזה מקווייס כשאירס de lenagem, sabe que mais chuvinho, rescate cheias do mikve, o mictona bem conta, o mictona de lucre que você é, o mote jole, chamando de leica nada do rabo de clume, como ele está na missão. Because it exactly says, suppose you left the mikve, that was completely empty, in other words, the mikve was already constructed, everything, but it was still empty. In other words, once it is constructed, you have to manipulate that Mikshomim should drop into it in such a way that it wouldn't be shown. Because the most convenient way of filling up a mikveh is by filling it up through Kenyan. That's the most convenient way. So then it will become possible. Let's say, if you put, let's say, kettles in the street, so that when it rains, the kettles will be filled up with water, with rainwater. And then you carry those kettles and you don't have the mikveh, so then it's a mikveh shuva. So you have to manipulate to construct the pipe, attach it to the roof, so when it starts raining, it will all be channeled through the pipe, and the pipe has to be open on both sides, so it's not breakable. So when it starts raining, it will be diverted. All the rainwater, the flow of the rainwater will be diverted and channeled through the pipes into the mikveh. So then it's a shale. But so that involves an extra effort. I mean, if you want to be lazy, so you cannot have a mikveh shale. So it simply says, suppose you constructed a mikveh, but it was still empty, and then you found that it's full. So it's shale. So doesn't that, why? Because there are two possibilities. Either they became full through show, let's say a certain person, a guru or a Jew, I mean, to fill up the kettle with water and then dumped it into the mikveh, so then it's possible. Or it went in by itself. It went in by itself. So that the Tosefta says, it's shale. We are in wrong. So that's a raya, that even Kurisho is kosher midraisa, because if Kurisho is possible midraisa, so how can we be telling, okay, maybe it was filled up in an improper way by someone dumping carrying into the mikveh. So that's a raya, that even Kurisho. But for Kurisho, in Rabbanan Kipash Nisem, the mikveh is not from what was in Monikosha, So whether it's tailings or not tailings. In other words, vis-a-vis the Azore, so the Chachomim applied a special leniency, a special code, where it could not be torn in the Raisa, but only with Rabbonon. So relative to the Azore, the Chachomim didn't want that this to the Rabbonon should apply. But if it can be torn in the Raisa, so then the Chachomim and not ability to make any dispensations to apply any kumas. So there is a machlekes in regard to mining that are in Kirin Dazor that came in contact, let's say, with the Dovah Amtami, with the Shevets. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Doya. Why? Because Roman Doma says that Tumas Mashkin in general is only Rabbanon, and the Posik Gabi Mashkin has reference to Hersha Ochlin, not to the tumor of Mashkin. The other time we say no, it's Mikele, even if it's in the Azore, it's Tommy, because it's Tommy in the Rice. Mashainke, if there is Mayim in the floor of the Azore, and that Mayim that it has a disease, so came in contact, let's say, with the Sheretz or Dovah Amitachel, so then that mining the release in the Azore on the floor, according to all Tanoim, is not done. Why? Why? Because Mayusha Vikalka could not be Tomlin Raisi. It could not be Tomlin Raisi. Why couldn't it be Tomlin Raisi? Since it's a release of Fetish and Mikve. So it's capable with Raisa and the Raisa level to the entire Machmin Tmeres. It could not itself become Tomlin. Because it's an entire, how could it become Tomlin? So, but with Rabbanon, there is no Memsor, it couldn't be Taya, but since its capacity to be Kavutube is only with Rabbanon, so relative to the Azore, the Chachoni apply the vertical. So, we just see from that Gemara that the reason as to why there is no problem with Raisin is because it has a release mind and it's capable of being entire Macht in its inheritance. But with Raisin, but if we are going to say that Kulishov is possible with Raisin, true with Raisin, even a mixture of a release can be entire Macht in its inheritance. But not if it's Kulishov, assuming that with Raisin Kulishov is possible. Doesn't have a halachic mikveh. So it couldn't be mitaya machnas neres. If it couldn't be mitaya machnas neres on the reise level, so it should be able to be mikavu tume in the reise. So why does it not say that the mind that came in contact with the sherets and the floor of the azore, if it has a release, by virtue of the fact that the release in the reise can be mitaya machnas neres, cannot be mikavu tume? But if Kule Shol is supposed to be the reise, it couldn't be mitaya machnas neres. So isn't it a Rayim Muchachas that even Kuri Shol is only possible in Rabbanon? That seems to be a very strong guy. Right. Now the Mashku, we have not to come to Sochim and Mashku to Chayim Kapitim, because the Adam has not in the age. We also in Kuri Shol, who Shema Midrani to Mer Chose, who are the time to ask him in power, she was in Shmi Yochim and Kapi, we also in the Kuchim and Yim Toira, Tavu Nach, Vayim Rabbeyam Nikramayim, יהיה תואר, מה מים לשמיים, עמיק לשמיים, ואת ברעיירי, או ברשבם, מנרשי, הוא say that כולי שוב, כולו בי שוב, פספוס מראי זה, because the sub-provention של ראש, מה מים, is the לשמיים, מים, so the water was not, did not come here, in the מים, as a result of human intervention, so it's the לשמיים, so if it didn't fill up the cave, so, and then don't, then it's with the other. So we have in Roshi, so the Rash says, it's Rasmach, ki de Ashkechon, Maisi, Peretz, Mierei, Birabon. So we have other Roshes, that the Safro, the Sifri, the Chilte, mentioned Roshes, or the Gemore, mentions Roshes, but it's only the Rabon. So the Sifri in Rome, so he mentions Kamad Roshes, that even Yeroki is a Chayot B'Trum Samayisus. And Pevizuyo a Chayot B'Trum Samayisus. Kamad Roshes, and we know that he's Rabon. Now, as far as Trumas Samayis and Yerek is concerned, so all the Rishonim agree that it's only Rabon. As far as Pevizuyo is concerned, so the Rash in Tesvez, and the Rayleigh say that it's Rabon, it's also Rasmachte. But the Shibes Rambam means that Pevis Elyon is the Rais. Is the Rais. But the Rashi thinks, Kiddash Chomai, the Pevis, we are the Rabon. We do not have the Rabon. Or let's say, if Trumo is Nisari, Bechum. So, and there is all, but there is no 101. So then, with the Rabbon and Mitzos there, Isaac cannot do it. But with the Isaac, it's bottom of the rope, had to pray. But in order to be bottom with the Rabbon, Trumo, so it has to be bottom of the Kupala. In other words, if one saw Trumo is Nisari in 100 saw Trumo, so together they are 101 measures, then Isaac can do it. But suppose one saw Trumo is Nisari with two saws of Trumo, so with the Isaac is what? Had the tray. But with the Rabbon it's not what? And the Sifri mentions in Roshi that the Muah, if there is no Kupale, so is also. So it's not smart. So we see that many times the Roshis are mentioned, it's only there as smart. ויבול רבון, ואינים ומדינים רבון. או בשבוסים, וספרו, עם פרשן מאיר, סומן של פרושס, מניים של ילום גביו, מניים של ילחל או גבינו. So, Talmudim are teachers. So, in other words, so the Safra mentions it Roshe. But we know that all the Shusim is Aron ibn Rabon. Aron ibn Rabon. The name of Rabon. The Kuru Tomish Bichro, the Teraskeya, the name is Ibn Rabon. As a matter of fact, in respect to my superiors, so the Rabban Shiti is in the country, in respect to my superiors, like everybody agrees with some Rabon, in respect to the Yuah, everybody agrees as much as on the Rabbanon, but in respect to the name of the Yuah, the Shiva of the Rabban means that all the Shusi that are mentioned in Teraskeli, so it, on the basis of the Tosh of Tishbeis, actually the Dvorim Shem Yuah, so Yahweh will take out the Beimo, and so Yahweh will take out the Yuah, so the Rabban says, under certain circumstances, it's not a rabbon, it's a raisa, in other words. Let's say, let's go on the it's a shoes. So in raisa, it's muta to sell. It's muta to sell. So the Ramban says, I told him that with raisa, it's muta to keep the store open on Shabbos. It's inconceivable. In other words, as long as the one who stands in the store all day on Shabbos doesn't write, usually, if you stand in the store, you lie down, and you erase, you do all kinds of works. But suppose you stand in the store, you keep the store open on Shabbos, and you sell a whole day, you don't lie down anything. So, you know, I think that Mr. Rice says, Ramban says, you are in Mr. Rice. But we say that what you make a memcha is only a Mr. Rabbanon, a Rechim al-Gabi, a Behimo is only a Mr. Rabbanon, Tilt to Avon Mukte is only Yosem awesome, Rabbanon. So that's only if it doesn't be a Koi Baal. If somebody would just carry the Mitalter in the house, let's say a pebble or a small stone, and he will knock himself out from carrying the pebble or the small stone, so that's only Yosem Rabbanon. If somebody with a Koi Baal will sell, let's say, dozen eggs in the house, to somebody, they will only be able to say Rabbanon. But if somebody does it, there are kliyas, he is engaged in Mekach Memcha. Or a whole day, he is engaged in carrying stones from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, then he is able to say the Raisa of Tishbeis. So the Ramban says, and the Ramban mentions the fact that the Teraskeani says, Minayin shel Yalal Gabriel, מנהים של יוקם על הלאימו, מנהים של יוקם על הבונו, תלמורים עתיש בניסו, it's not as machte, the Ramban says. It's not as machte, it's a reis. But if he does it in such a way that he becomes knocked out, I mean, if he works, if he's involved in that kind of work, so then he's it. So in other words, a court for Ramban, keeping the store open, and Shabbos, involves into the Raisa, not the Rav of the Tzatzik HaMorocho, but the essay of Tishbeis. But the Rashi apparently is not like the Rav, because the Rashi mentions that is a Raisa, that the Teraskeani mentions many times, the Sifri, the Teraskeani, the Mechilte, mentioned Roshes, when the whole Roshes was Machte, a Kofi Ramban, so the Roshes was Machte, in certain cases. Now, you take me, Kurishu. So father has said that Kurishu is possible, is kosher with rice, is only possible with Rabbon. You take me, Kurishu, with rice kosher, and my possible Chachon in Mishi Bekao. One of the highest of the Rishayim of the Hashbam, and all the Rishayim who say that Kurishu is possible with rice, is that he swore a rice. The other ayahs are ayahs from the Gemara, from the Tosefta. But this is a small ayah. They say as follows. If we assume that Kurisho is possibly the Raisa, then we can understand as to why the Chachomim passed in the Mikveh in which just give a rugim, mind should be told. Why? Because as in Mishmeres, we Mishmarati. Because if we wouldn't pass it, you know, looking, so many times a person would say, well, I have a right, I'm free to drop in as much as I want, as long as the major portion of the man's soul will be made sure. So once he's given a free hand in dropping, giving him 1 soul, 5 soul, 10 soul, 15 soul, 16 soul, 17 soul, 18 soul, 19 soul, so he'll trespass and he'll go beyond the bounds, and he'll dump 21 soul too, and then it will be possible rising. So because of that, the Chachamim felt compelled to pass a nickname which Gimurugin was not, in order as a precautionary measure, as a safeguard against Kurishov. But if we are going to assume that even if Kurishov is not rising, what kind of a safeguard is it? Chachamim don't pass all, I mean, Chachamim, whenever Chachamim enact a certain xera, a certain takone, so it's for the purpose or as if that it should serve as a safeguard. But if Kurishov is also kosher, what kind of a safeguard is it? What danger would there be if one would be allowed to dump Gimurugin? So if he's allowed to dump Gimurugin, he might be led into dumping Chavalovsov. But Chavalovsov is also kosher. That's one of the rights. So now the rush so far, then it's crazy. But so far, he established the proposition that Kurishov is also Hashem Raisi. So then he has the Kashi. So why will Chachomim Pasel? So why will Chachomim Pasel give him a gift? Or Vintela, he Kurishov is Raisi Kosha, my Pasel Chachomim Shidokha. He shlema, because of what you behold. We have say, we show a new veil. We be no mikve to me rumayim, she will become. So the reason is why Chachom felt the necessity to pass it. He will give you rumayim, she will be, because true, neither I see you will show this kosher. But one prerequisite, the reason that I see, you can only shave the cow. I'm sorry, not shave, you can only be table the cow. You cannot be table the nikri. In other words, suppose you put, let's say, a bathtub, a very big tub in the street, and you allow rainwater to drop into that tub. Memso. So there, and then you are able, so the tree is no tree. Because that certainly Rosh Hashanah. Mamayim bikarki, af mikre bikarki. In other words, there cannot be tree shalom bikarki. Of course, that doesn't mean that only graves have to be constructed in the karka. Let's say, if you have a building like the Empire State Building, and then you construct a mikveh, a penthouse, in the Empire State Building, as long as the whole building is attached to the karka, so even on the 105th floor, so it's still considered the karka, but it has to be the karka. For example, you could not install a mikveh in an airplane. The tefillah would be no tefillah in the posthumous, because it's not the karka. So it has to be the karka. So Meile the Chachamim felt compelled to be misakin that if somebody dumps Gimurugin Mayim Shuvim, so the mikveh becomes possible because when if my Gimurugin Mayim Shuvim would be kosher. What's the usual way of dumping mayim into the mikveh? From a kettle, you fill up a kettle, a pot with water, and then you dump. Now, if Gimurugin Mayim Shuvim would be kosher, so then many a person would be induced to fill up a mikveh by filling up kettles. Then we decide, why do I have to work so hard and fill up the tub with water? And then dump the water from the tub into the mikveh. I don't have to work so hard. I'll be tefillah in the tub itself, and then the tefillah will be no tefillah. So because of that, the Chachamim are misakin that if you just dump Gimurugin from a keileh, so even the mikveh be karka will be possible. So the mikveh that will eliminate this situation of the person filling up kelim in order to dump them into the mikveh. Oh, so he said, umiu, so he said, umiu yefshalim abishumim yadikuli shodava. So, it is curiously enough. First, he mentions rayas, that kuli shod is also kosher miraise, and then he says, umiu yefshalim abishumim yadikuli shodava. We hope it lam misachaspor, or myself, the shade is walking. No, so not the rabbi, he should be up or mind the hopeless psalm. I will call him by a gazing shade. Is there a cloud? Come, don't have a couple of tulip psalm. Don't go shade, couple of tulip shade. I'm going to say shade is walking now. You will come on a big friend and we should have been see the rabbi. Oh my God, my mother, a week, my mother, have yourself vitality. ואי קרוא, כבי מיקריקסי, ומייס מיני, ראי אלו מים חיים או כלי, כבי פה, ושנמש בקרוא, שכל הבייס יהיו על ביטר, ולא יהיו על דבר על כבי תומי, שמע מנו, תשיב מדרעי עשי, וכל הפוח יסכו לישור. Now, here I mentioned another thing, as not to do with show, there is a loche, one of the loches כבי מיקריס, is that it has to be have yosei על ביטר. In other words, when the mikveh is filled up, after all, it's very difficult to have a mikveh, a primitive mikveh, so that all the water came in just naturally by rain dropping it. Then you'll have to have all the mikvehs outside. So you want to have a mikveh indoors. So the rainwater will not drop into the mikveh if the mikveh is constructed indoors. So in other words, so we have to resort to certain methods in manipulating that the rainwater should flow into the mikveh, but not through shim. So what is the method? The usual method is you construct the mikveh indoors, and then you attach a pipe, a tzinek, to the roof, and then when it starts raining, so then all the water of the rain is diverted and channeled through the pipe, and then there is another pipe that is constructed in the karaka that goes to the mikveh. So, and as long as the pipes have no kibble, so they can be used in filling up a mikveh. The moment it has a kibble, so the moment it enters a pipe that has a kibble, so it becomes short. But as long as it's open on both sides, let's say the mikveh like this, so it's open on this side and on this side, so it's kosher. But there is a loche, you cannot, let's say, make a mikveh use as a pipe, a metal pipe. Why? Because pshutikli matfes is mikabotumi. That they are what? Pshutikli is not mikabotumi. But pshutikli matfes is mikabotumi. So suppose this is iron, this is steel. And then you construct a pipe out of this steel. It's open on both sides. It's not a skimming. So it couldn't become shown. When water, let's say, you attach this mikveh, one end is attached to the roof and the other end is attached to the mikveh, and it's open on both sides. So it couldn't become short because it has no biskibul, it's open on both sides. But if it is made out of steel, so then the mikveh will be possible. Why? Because there is a zersakosu, haviyosei al yutar. In other words, the medium of transmitting the water, the rainwater into the mikveh, has to be that kind of a medium that cannot be recovered. Even if a sheretz or a tomes will come in contact with that pipe, it will not become tom. So in other words, a metal pipe cannot be constructed. A metal pipe cannot be constructed as the medium of transmitting the water, of dumping the water into the mikveh. So it has to be made, let's say, out of the, let's say, some rabbonim, a machmir, in regard to plastic, because they don't know what kind of status plastic has. So the Achilshe Shamim, maybe plastic can also be recovered to make. But if the pipe is cubic weights, or it's of clay avon, of avon made, if the pipe is made out of avon, that's not recovered to make. So that kind of a pipe is all right. If plastic cannot be recovered to me, I mean, it doesn't seem why plastic should be recovered to me. But if